Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Empowerment Place, Empowered to Empower Others. I am joining you all tonight. I am multitasking. I am on Facebook Live. I am on YouTube, and I'm here with you on Blog Talk Radio to share with you this message. He's got a plan for you. If you've been with me this weekend, been listening to the messages that I've been releasing, they sort of have the same theme. They're sort of running together. But that's just how it is that God has given it to me to share with you all tonight. We've talked about our roar this weekend. We've talked about releasing our assigned resolve. We've talked about understanding who we are, whose we are, understanding that we have purpose and what it is that God wants to do through us. This morning, my husband and I shared with you all about your vision. How big is your vision? Whether you have a vision or not, you understand what that is, what God wants to do with that, and then being equipped to fulfill it. And so tonight I'm back sharing with you about his plan. He has a plan for me. He has a plan for you. And I want to talk to you about that tonight because in this hour, so many people are discouraged. Fear has crept in. People are looking for answers. They're wanting responses. A lot of things are up in the air about who we are, what we're feeling, and what we're to do. And so I want you to know that he has a plan for you. God bless you, Kathy. God bless you, husband. God bless you, Tori Lynn. Thank you all so much for being with me on tonight. So let me read to you scripture from Romans chapter 4, Romans 12, 4 through 8. But first, Jeremiah 29, 11. That's what I prefaced in the blog about. I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. He has plans for us. He has plans for us. He has expectations. He has plans. He has a hope and a future for us. But the challenge is us getting into that right place, us having the understanding of who we are and what it is he wants us to do. And so he took me to Romans chapter 12, 4 through 8, and I'm going to read this to you from the message because this just speaks volumes. In this way, we are like the various parts of the human body. Each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole, not the other way around. The body we're talking about is Christ's body of chosen people. Each of us finds our meaning and function as a part of his body. But as a chopped off finger or cut off toe, we won't amount to much, would we? So, since we find ourselves fashioned into all these forms and marvelously functioning parts in Christ's body, let us go ahead and be what we were made to be without enviously or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other or trying to be something we weren't. If you preach, just preach God's message, nothing else. If you help, just help. Don't take care of it. If you teach, stick to your teaching. If you give encouraging guidance, be careful that you don't get bossy. If you're put in charge, don't manipulate. If you're called to give aid to people in distress, keep your eye open and be quick to respond. If you work with a disadvantage, don't let yourself get irritated with them or depressed by them. Keep a smile on your face. That just sort of spoke to me, and it's still speaking to me now, about the fact that God has a plan for us and that we're all fitly joined together according to his plan, according to what it is that he has for us. And the challenge is sticking to what it is we've been called to do. There are a lot of people I know that have been called to a specific work. I know it. They know it. The world knows it. But like the scripture said, if you've been called to preaching, preach. Preach God's message. If you're a teacher, teach. But I don't need you to try to be something that God didn't call you to be. And God doesn't want you to try to be something he didn't call you to be. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying tonight? He has a plan. And the one thing that I find about operating in God's plan for our lives is that we have to become disciplined. We have to become disciplined. Anybody know anything about discipline? We have to be willing to deny ourselves. Luke 9:23 says, he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up my cross daily and follow me. And so he's saying, in order for you to operate in what it is I've called you to do, it's going to cause for some discipline. It's going to cause for the denying of flesh. You've got to lay down all of you and pick up all of me. And he said, while you're doing this, I want you to know that if there's anything you lack, even wisdom, James 1:5 says that if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all finding fault, without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And so when we understand that he has a plan for us, going back to Jeremiah 1:9, he says, I have a plan for you, plans to prosper you, plans for hope and for a future. In order for us to get to that place, to get to that hope and get to that future, we really do have to understand who we are in him and rely on God. How many of you are willing to rely on the Spirit of God on tonight? If you're on Facebook and you can say, I rely on God. I rely on God. He needs us to rely on him. Rely on the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of us, that's going to guide us in truth, and that's going to aid us in fulfilling the plan. How many of you know that in order to execute anything successfully, you've got to have a plan? You've got to have a plan. Without a plan, without vision, the people perish. The word lets us know. So if you don't have a plan, and if you're not executing the plan, then what's the likelihood of the success that you're going to get? It's not likely. So he's saying to you now, I have a plan for you. I have a way in which I want you to execute that plan, and that's by relying on the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of you. I want you to be a student of the word. I want you to have a prayer life. I want you to do that which I've called you to do, and don't try to do everything. Have you ever met that person that knows how to do everything? Have you ever met them? They know how to do everything. They have the answer to everything. Do you know those know-it-alls? I want you to really start taking a look at them and see how successful they are in getting what's done, getting done what needs to be done. A lot of time it doesn't happen. You don't want to be that person. You want to be the one that sticks to what God says. And he said, Val, I'm trying. Don't tell me you're trying. I need you to do. The Holy Spirit said, I don't want you to try to do. I need you to do. I need you to give good effort. I need you to give God effort. That's what I need. I need you to give God effort in the application of what it is I placed on the inside of you to become according to the plan I have for you. Well, yeah, I do know. I can't say I don't know. A part of who I am in this hour, and have been for many years, in empowering people with the truth as the Spirit of God reveals it to me, is in this hour to really aid people in becoming. And you say becoming, yes, becoming. Because God has a plan, because we're tapping in to find out what that plan is, then we understand that there may be strategy that's needed to help you get there. That's something that God has blessed me with. Being able to speak into the lives of his people, to aid them in getting to that place that God would have them be in. But one thing I understand, too, is that if you want to be in God's plan, you got to want to be in God's plan. We can't say, I want to be active, I want to be used, I want to be all these things, and then we sit. We've got to serve him. They that wait upon the Lord, he said, I'll renew your strength. I'll mount you up with wings of eagles. He said, I'll let you run and not get weary. I'll let you walk and not faint, but I need you to wait on me. And he said, I need you to be a servant. Greatest among you is a servant. I need you to be willing to serve me. And in serving me, it's going to aid you in fulfilling the plan that I have for your life. Yes. And he's just speaking. I asked this question earlier this morning about vision, and I'm asking you all now about his plan, because he has a plan for your life. He has a plan for you. He has a plan for me. How many of you feel like you're actually in process of executing what it is that God wants for your life? Do you feel like you're in place? Do you feel like you're being guided by the Holy Spirit, that you are so in tune, that you are steadfast in your movement, and even when it is that you have to stay still, you're being still to hear what God has to say in order that you don't misstep? How many of you feel like you really are operating in his plan? And if you are, I celebrate you tonight. I do. It's a great thing to be in God's service and to be in alignment according to his plan for your life. And then I'll share with you also that when you're not, it's discouraging. It's painful sometimes to think that, God, are you paying attention to me, because this hurts? God, what am I doing? God, am I doing something wrong? You know, when you start asking those questions, God, am I doing something wrong? It may be that you really are. It may be that you've been trying to work a plan that was yours and not his plan. And so that's why it's important that you rely on the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of you to do what Holy Spirit says and not do what you says. Why? Because God said, I have a plan for you. I have a plan. I have a plan for you. I have a hope for you. I have a future for you, and I want you to live your best life. I want you to get everything that I have for you. I do. But the question is, do you want it? Do you want it? Because it's gonna require something. It's gonna require something, and the requirement is not hard. He said, obedience is better than sacrifice. And he said, my children know my voice, and another they will not follow. If you know him, And if you are a disciple, if you are doing the work of the master, then you're not going to have a problem with receiving according to his will, plan, and purpose for your life. You're not going to struggle with fulfilling what he desires for you. Why? Because you're going to rely on the Spirit of God. That sounds so easy, but yet we make it so hard. We make everything about us. I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about anybody that's listening. I'm talking about the me I used to be. I used to make everything about me. And God said, Valerie, none of this has to do with you. All of this has to do with me. You're mine. I have a plan for you. I have a plan for you. And it's not even a plan that you think. It's not what you think. That's another thing. Y'all, you have to understand that God's plan for you generally is not even what you're thinking about for yourself. Talked about it this morning. We have small vision, and that in that we have small provision added to us. But what God wants to do in our lives sometimes is so big, and we can't see it, so we struggle with it. But God said, if you would rely on me, stay in your lane, have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, and work it out the way I give it to you, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. I got to go back to this scripture really quick. In Romans 12, verses 6 through 8, it says, if you preach, just preach God's message. Nothing else. If you help, just help. Don't take over. If you teach, stick to your teaching. If you give encouraging guidance, be careful that you don't get bossy. If you're put in charge, don't manipulate. If you're called to give aid to the people in distress, keep your eyes open and be quick to respond. If you work with disadvantage, don't let yourself get irritated with them or depressed by them, but keep a smile on your face. Keep a smile on your face. Keep a smile on your face. Because you're doing this as unto the Lord. All of this is that God would be glorified through you in the earth. That's what this is about. Him being glorified. through you here on earth, because you're doing life according to his plan. Now, brothers and sisters, God has a plan. He has a hope and a future for your life, and he wants you to fulfill it. He wants you to identify with him. He wants you to receive him. He wants you to rely on the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside. Be grateful to Jesus who died on Calvary's cross that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And then begin to listen to the Holy Spirit about what you've been assigned to do, what God wants you to resolve in the earth. And then do that. Stay in your lane and do that which God has called you to, and allow his plan to manifest in your life. We can do it, y'all. We can do it. We can make it happen. His plan for our lives can be fulfilled if we will just rely on him, stay connected according to his plan, and be obedient to his word and to what the Spirit of God speaks. I pray that what I've shared on tonight has been a blessing to you. We'll be back on next week, amen, with another relevant teaching. God bless you, my twin, Elder Sarah Mayo. God bless you. Pray for us. Pray. Let's pray for each other. Let's pray for this nation. Let's pray for those who are making choices and decisions about the virus, the coronavirus. Let's pray for those that have been affected. Pray for those who have lost their lives. Let's just pray for God's people. Let's pray. Let's pray. And let's do life according to God's plan. Are y'all with me? Can you say, I'm going to do it God's way? Can you declare that? I'm going to do it God's way. I'm going to do it God's way. I'm going to follow his plan. I'm going to follow his plan. I love you all so much. Here at the Empowerment Place, our motto is, once you've been empowered, you take the responsibility to empower someone else. And if this message has been empowering to you, my brothers and sisters, I ask that you would share this with someone else, that they may be empowered and blessed on tonight. As always, we love you. We have intercessory prayer tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. If you have prayer requests, find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or Empowerment Place Ministries. You can inbox your prayer request, and we will certainly intercede on your behalf. Know that we love you. We love you so much. We're here for you, and it is our prayer that you be empowered. God bless you all. Until next time, good night.